filling in. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Good, good. And Mike is brought to you today by Wimmer Opticians and the Green Mill. All right, Mike, well, let's start out by talking about the Viking quarterback situation. Yesterday, we talked at length about J.J. McCarthy and some of his struggles, and now he's in concussion protocol, so the idea of Max Brosmer starting seems pretty realistic. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we had even mentioned that maybe at some point Brosmer would get a chance here, and maybe it's because of injury. Brosmer, you know, has been preparing each week as if he might play. Yesterday, Kevin O'Connell said, you know, you play as a backup or prepare as a backup, knowing you're one snap away. And in this case, I think it was fairly clear, while the Vikings didn't say, there was back-to-back plays right around the five-minute mark of the game where McCarthy took a hard hit on a scramble where he gained 10 yards and he was slow to get up, had to get help from a couple of teammates. And then the very next play, he threw it to T.J. Hockenson and got hit as he threw it and basically face-planted and then laid there for a second or two and got up. And I think most people are pointing toward that as to part of the issue. I saw, remember seeing the first of those two plays live watching on TV and thinking, whoa, you know, he just kind of laid there for a minute with his arms just kind of laid out and thinking that maybe something was up. So honestly, I wasn't shocked yesterday when the news came out that he had started to feel some symptoms and he went into the protocol. So now the question is, they're off today. I mean, in regard to a real practice day, I'm sure, I'm guessing, I don't know, I don't have any inside info, I'm guessing that McCarthy's probably at the facility and they'll probably run him through the testing to see if he can practice tomorrow, because tomorrow's when they really get, you know, the Wednesday practice is when they really start implementing the game plan for the following week. There's a Thanksgiving practice, and I think O'Connell yesterday said it's likely a little shorter than the usual Thursday practice. They've got the Friday workout, and then they fly to Seattle and play on Sunday. So they're in a routine, and the question then is, if McCarthy gets cleared, at what point is it too late for him to play? Like, if Max Brosmer is taking the reps Wednesday and Thursday, and now McCarthy's cleared on Friday and he has one day of practice, is that enough for a guy who's been struggling? So I think you're right. There's a real possibility that that the former Gopher quarterback could get his shot this weekend.
What has seemingly been typical, Mike, when it comes to guys that go into the concussion protocol is they sit at least a week, sometimes more. Jackson Dart has missed two games now because of a concussion for the Giants. So I suppose it depends on the situation.
I think so. And, you know, it depends on the medical staff and how they evaluate it. They're supposed to be independent from the team, as you would guess. You don't want coaches making that decision. And quite frankly, sometimes team doctors can be a little clouded because they certainly want the team to win. So I think it's usually, you know, some independent observers who will go through some of the battery of testing. And you're right. There's different ranges. And even yesterday, O'Connell was a little non-committal on whether he was diagnosed with a concussion. If you listen to that news conference yesterday, he was flat asked, was he diagnosed? And he in essence said he wasn't sure. I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, taking a little liberty with what he said, but I think I'm getting the gist of it to everybody. He said, you know, he had symptoms. Whether that, you know, and so symptoms might be different than if it's okay, this is not just symptoms. We see there's some, you know, this brain was bruised a little bit here. And so I think you're right. Some of this will be dependent on how severe it is. And it does usually, you know, you're right. Usually it's a week at least that a guy can miss, because you don't want to fool around with it. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's 22 years old, right? You don't want to mess around at this point and cause further damage. And remember, the Vikings are already, quite frankly, under a little bit of a medical microscope with how they let Carson Wentz kind of twist in the wind in that game out in L.A. from a few weeks ago. So I think they'll be cautious from that standpoint as well. They certainly don't want to send a guy out there that's iffy, particularly when you're talking about a head injury. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's likely, I think, going to be a week.
There seems to be some curiosity about what Max might do. He had a good preseason. Coach O'Connell has been very, you know, he's been praising him for quite a while and had good things to say about him yesterday. What does he understand the speed of the game more? And what's interesting is that he's actually, I think you mentioned it yesterday, that he's older than McCarthy. Yeah. And he's actually played in more games at the college level than McCarthy did as well.
Yeah, way more, like almost triple, you know, because McCarthy basically was a two-year starter. Now, they played like, I think he played 26 or 27 games in those 2 years because they made the semifinals his first year as a starter and the championship his second year as a starter. Brosmer played 4 years at New Hampshire and threw for, I think, almost 10,000 yards and then had a nice season last year for the Gophers. So it's a lot of snaps. It's a lot of reads. He's very smart. I think maybe I mentioned this yesterday with you as well, that the thing to me that stood out in watching him every game last year when I was doing the Gopher work and he was the Gopher quarterback for all 13 games was the decision-making was pretty precise. There were very few mistakes. Now, if it was a mistake, it was a mistake made in caution. So in other words, maybe there was a guy open downfield that he could have taken a shot with but chose instead to check down and got 6 yards instead of potentially, you know, getting 50. So was that a mistake? No. Could he have thrown deep? Yes. But it was very rare that the decision was wrong or that it resulted in a negative play. He had 5 interceptions last year. Yesterday I was thinking about that, and, two were tipped. One was just a ridiculous catch on kind of a weird pass that was behind his running back against Iowa, and then the linebacker made a great catch. And one was where a receiver just quit running on a route that would have been a touchdown, and it ended up being an interception in a non-conference game early in the year, and that receiver was scolded by the coaches after that play. So he just hasn't made that many mistakes, and his decision-making was always on target, and his passing was very precise, very accurate passer. And, it should be a good comparison. I think maybe I mentioned that yesterday for no other reason. I wasn't promoting the idea that I thought Brosmer should start. I get that McCarthy's the pick and he's the guy, and that's where the chips are on the table with him. But I thought at some point you got to give the kid a chance for comparative nature to find out if this is really a McCarthy issue or if there's other things at play with the team. So in other words, if Brosmer goes out and throws for 250 yards on Sunday, if he gets the start, then you might say, okay, we got a McCarthy issue. If he goes 9 for, 26 and throws for 44 yards, then it's a team issue, right? And maybe a quarterback issue with two guys, as well. But just from a comparative nature, I think it'd be good. But he goes through his progressions. He makes good decisions. We saw that even in the preseason. And, I'm kind of eager, if it does happen, to see what he's got against the Seahawks team on Sunday.
Let's talk a little bit more, Mike, about the Timberwolves. They ended up losing to the Kings 117-112 in overtime last night. They led for much of this game, including a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. Now, they've lost a couple of games, and they've lost leads late. What's going on with this Timberwolves team?
I don't know how a team that fancies itself as a title contender can be taken seriously as a title contender with the way they finished the last two games. They were up by 8 points with like 1:09 to go in Phoenix on Friday, and through missed free throws from star players and terrible turnovers from star players, they spread the wealth in terms of miscues in that game. They lose in regulation somehow. And then last night was even worse, because at least Phoenix is a decent team. I mean, they're a potential playoff team. Sacramento has been terrible. They were 4-13. Now, they did get Keegan Murray back. He's one of their better players and a first-round pick, and he was a National College Player of the Year for Iowa a few years back. He's played now the last two games, and so that offers a little energy. But they're up 10 points with 3 minutes. If you're serious about being a contender and being looked in those in that way by people like you and me and anyone else, fans or whoever, you just can't lose either of those games. And now all of a sudden, instead of being 12-4 and on a nice roll heading into Oklahoma City, who's 17-1, by the way, the defending champs, unbelievable start. That's who they play tomorrow. Instead of being on a nice roll and sitting at 12-4, they've coughed up two leads in just inexplicable fashion, terrible mistakes late by players that are too experienced to be making those, frankly, against competition that they should be better than. you know, and as weird as the NBA is, they'll probably go in and beat OKC tomorrow, right? That's just how things work. But they're just two inexplicable losses, Jay. I don't know what else, you know, how else we can describe it. And if you want to be taken seriously as a title contender, and who knows, those two games may be the difference between getting a first-round bye or having a play-in game at the end of the season. Like, you just can't give away games that you have basically wrapped up. You just can't.
Yeah, you're right. We're out of time. Mike, if people want to check out the Go Gopher podcast, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can find my Twitter or X at MikeGrim3 or go to TalkNorth.com. They've got all of the great empire that Jim Suhan has, you know, Wild, Vikings, Twins, all kinds of different things, including the Go Gopher podcast, which I host each week. So I appreciate it.
Excellent. Very good. Mike, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay, look forward to it, Jay. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
That's Mike Grimm. He is the voice of Gopher football and basketball and the MNN Sports Director. He's filling in for Jim Suhan this week. And this conversation brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud and Wimmer Opticians. All right, Dream Getaway 89. This is our final day for code words for Dream Getaway 89. We announce the winner tomorrow morning between 6:30 and 7:30. So the first code word of the day is bean. B-E-A-N. Bean. Type that in like green bean. So the first code word is bean. B-E-A-N. We'll also have code words at 10:20 and 12:28 today, and an app-only code word at 3 this afternoon. So first code word of the day is bean for Dream Getaway 89. Next on WJON, it's World and National News from ABC, followed by local news.